To safeguard Broward and Miami-Dade against rising seas, planners need to understand which areas within each county are most vulnerable. As WLRN's Kate Stein reports, that's one takeaway from a study released recently.
The study by the RAND Corporation looks at how changes in sea level and rainfall will impact private property and drinking water wells in Miami-Dade and Broward from now till 2040. It found both counties have billions of dollars in vulnerable assets. It also found that Broward's freshwater wells are much more vulnerable than Miami-Dade's.
As the tide comes up or water levels come up, you have more salty water that's moving towards the west, towards these well fields.
Broward Resilience Director Jennifer Hirado says the 31 cities have 25 different water providers. Rising seas are a bigger risk for the cities with wells closer to the coast.
There have been a number of cities that have needed to look at real estate outside of their municipality for well field placement.
County maps show saltwater has intruded underground past the Fort Lauderdale airport, putting well fields for a number of cities at risk. In Miami-Dade, there's just one main water provider, the Water and Sewer District. Decades ago, planners moved all the county's wells to the west. The RAND study finds Dade wells are unlikely to be at risk from rising seas in the next 20 years. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.